Welcome to the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider, brought to you by The Vet Recruiter. In this podcast, animal health executive recruiter and veterinary recruiter Stacy Purcell of The Vet Recruiter provides insight and practical advice for both employers and job seekers in the animal health and veterinary industries. The Vet Recruiter's focus is to solve talent-centric problems for the animal health industry and the veterinary profession. In fact, the Vet Recruiter's mission is to help animal health and veterinary companies hire top talent while helping animal health and veterinary professionals attain career-enhancing opportunities that increase their quality of life. Today, we'll be talking about personality traits that can help you enjoy a more successful animal health or veterinary career. Hello, Stacy, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Hello, Caleb. As always, I'm glad to be here with you today.
Now, Stacy, what led you to this topic for today's podcast episode?
Well, multiple things, actually, Caleb. So first of all, career success is about much more than just the technical skills that a person possesses. There are many intangible factors involved, including soft skills or people skills. I'm also a big proponent of personal branding, and today's topic is related to how people can brand themselves in a positive way.
Okay, great. Where would you like to start, Stacy?
Well, let's jump right in. So the first personality trait that I'd like to discuss is honesty and integrity.
We've talked about this before on the podcast, haven't we?
Yes, and that's because it's one of the core values of the Vet Recruiter. It's also important in terms of a person's animal health or veterinary career.
So how would you like to attack these traits of honesty and integrity, individually or together?
Yes, so what I'd like to do is I'd like to define them separately and then discuss them together within the context of today's topic. So first, honesty is the foundation of trust, and trust is the foundation of any relationship, whether it's personal or professional. Being truthful and transparent about your actions and intentions can help you establish credibility with everyone. When people know that they can rely on you to be honest, the more likely they are to trust you. And in turn, you are more likely to succeed in your animal health or veterinary career. Honesty also helps build a reputation for reliability and consistency, which is important in terms of personal branding. Integrity, on the other hand, refers to a person's adherence to moral and ethical principles, even when no one is watching. A person of integrity is someone who does the right thing, even when it's difficult or unpopular. This trait is highly valued by employers as it helps to establish an organization's reputation for ethical behavior. A person with integrity is more likely to make decisions based on principles rather than personal gain, leading to better outcomes for both that person and also for their employer.
So what are the main benefits of honesty and integrity in a person's animal health or veterinary career? I think you may have mentioned one or two of them. Building trust is a big one, correct?
Yes, so building trust is crucial. Being honest and being a person of integrity helps you establish that trust, which can lead to better relationships with your colleagues and your manager. It can also help you build a positive work environment because it helps to foster communication and transparency. When people feel that they can trust the people around them, they are more likely to be engaged and productive. Another big benefit that I mentioned is tied to reputational management. In today's digital age, where information spreads quickly, a person's reputation is more important than ever. Being known for honesty and integrity can help protect a person's reputation, making it less likely they will be the subject of negative publicity.
Are there any other benefits to honesty and integrity that you haven't discussed?
Yes, there's one more that I'd like to mention. Honesty and integrity can also lead to personal growth and development. When people strive to be honest and act with integrity, they are more likely to develop a strong sense of self-awareness and self-reflection. This can lead to personal growth and a better understanding of one's values and priorities.
So, wouldn't that help a person develop more self-confidence too?
Yes, that's right, and I'm glad you brought that up. When people know that they are doing the right thing, they feel more confident about what they're doing, and they are also more confident overall.
Mm-hmm. So what's the next personality trait on our list?
Yes. Well, the next item on our list is being intrinsically motivated. And this is the opposite of being extrinsically motivated.
So what's the difference between the two?
So intrinsic motivation is the drive to engage in a behavior for its own sake. because it's inherently enjoyable, interesting, or fulfilling. This type of motivation comes from within the individual and is driven by personal satisfaction or a sense of accomplishment. Extrinsic motivation, on the other hand, comes from external factors such as rewards, recognition, or punishment. It's the drive to engage in a behavior to obtain something tangible or to avoid a negative consequence.
So I'm guessing that intrinsic motivation is the better of the two.
Yes, that's true. While extrinsic motivation can be effective in the short term, intrinsic motivation is generally considered to be more sustainable and can lead to greater engagement and satisfaction.
So what are all the benefits of being intrinsically motivated?
Well, so there are many benefits, including the one I just mentioned. When people are pursuing something that they truly care about, they're more likely to be passionate, creative, and productive. They're also more likely to take ownership of their work and feel a sense of pride in their accomplishments. This can lead to a higher job satisfaction and better performance. People who are intrinsically motivated are more likely to view challenges as opportunities for growth and development rather than as obstacles to be avoided. This is the growth mindset. They're also more likely to be resilient in the face of setbacks since they are driven by an internal desire to learn and improve. This can lead to greater personal and professional growth. That's because people are more likely to take risks and push themselves out of their comfort zones.
We've also discussed that before, haven't we? Being resilient in the face of adversity.
Yes, and in fact, I'll be coming back to resiliency later in today's episode.
Sounds good, Stacey. Are there other benefits to being intrinsically motivated?
Yes, it can help to create a positive mindset. When people are pursuing something that they're passionate about, they're more likely to have a positive outlook on life. They're also more likely to experience positive emotions such as joy and excitement, which can have a ripple effect on other areas of their life, and this can lead to greater overall well-being and happiness.
It's kind of like a self-perpetuating cycle of positivity.
Yes, that's right. Positive things can build upon each other, just as negative things can too. And last but not least, being intrinsically motivated helps to align a person's career goals with their values and passions. When people are pursuing work that aligns with their personal interests and values, they are more likely to feel a sense of purpose and meaning in their work. This can lead to a greater sense of fulfillment and satisfaction in their animal health or veterinary career.
Does this mean that if a person is extrinsically motivated, they're not as likely to be fulfilled or satisfied?
Yes, that's right. When people are primarily driven by external rewards, such as money or status, they're more likely to experience burnout and dissatisfaction in their work.
That makes sense. What is the next personality trait on our list?
Yes. So next up is being proactive and action-oriented.
Yes. I know that we've touched upon this before on the podcast.
Yes, we have. And that is because it's extremely important in terms of a person's animal health or veterinary career. It involves taking initiative, being proactive in identifying and solving problems, and taking action to achieve goals.
So what kind of benefits are we looking at here? I would think that one of them would be getting more things done.
Yes, that's correct. When individuals take initiative and actively seek out opportunities to improve their work, they're more likely to identify areas for improvement and come up with creative solutions. They're also more likely to take action to implement these solutions, leading to greater efficiency and productivity. This can help them stand out in their field and gain recognition for their work. People who are proactive are also more likely to take control of their career. Instead of waiting for opportunities to come to them, proactive individuals actively seek out opportunities and take action to pursue them. They take risks and pursue new challenges, which can lead to personal and professional growth.
And that includes exploring other employment opportunities in their quest to grow their animal health or veterinary career, correct?
Yes, that's right. And that by itself is a big benefit of being proactive and action-oriented.
Are there other benefits to being proactive?
Yes, it can help you network more effectively and build stronger relationships with coworkers and colleagues. When people take initiative and actively seek out opportunities to improve their work, they are more likely to earn the respect and trust of their colleagues and managers. They're also viewed as leaders and role models within their organization. Another benefit is it can help you stay ahead of the curve. Individuals who are proactive and action-oriented are better equipped to stay up to date with the latest trends and technologies in their field. They seek out professional development opportunities and invest time and energy in learning new skills.
It seems as if, though, there really is no downside to being proactive and action-oriented.
I would agree with that, which means there's no reason not to be both things in your animal health or veterinary career.
So what other personality traits would you like to discuss today, Stacey?
Well, our next personality trait is being disciplined in nature.
What does that actually mean, being disciplined?
Well, it refers to the ability to maintain a consistent and focused approach to one's work, even in the face of challenges and distractions. It involves setting goals, creating a plan, and following through on that plan with dedication and commitment.
What are the benefits of being disciplined? I imagine they won't be too surprising. It seems like this is a fundamental factor for success.
It is, but there's a reason why they call the fundamentals, and that's because they work. First, discipline leads to a strong work ethic, which is essential for achieving success in a person's animal health or veterinary career. Being disciplined involves being accountable and responsible for one's work, meeting deadlines, and going above and beyond expectations. In addition, discipline is essential for maintaining high levels of productivity and efficiency. Time management and productivity are critical to career success, and that includes in the animal health industry and veterinary profession. Being disciplined involves creating a schedule and sticking to it, prioritizing tasks, and minimizing distractions.
So, Stacey, what is a benefit of being disciplined that perhaps the members of our listening audience may not know?
Well, discipline is actually needed for maintaining a healthy work-life balance.
Really? How is that?
Well, achieving a balance between work and personal life is important. Being disciplined involves creating boundaries between work and personal time, prioritizing self-care, and making time for hobbies and interests outside of work.
Interesting. I'd never thought of that. Any other benefits of being disciplined?
Yeah, so discipline is essential for achieving long-term goals in a person's animal health or veterinary career. Setting and achieving goals is a critical component of career success, and without discipline, it can be challenging to stay on track. Discipline involves creating a plan, breaking it down into manageable steps, and then following through on those steps with consistency and focus.
We've explored four personality traits so far today, Stacey, and I believe we have one more to go. Which one is it?
We do. So our final trait is being resilient and being able to see opportunity in the midst of adversity.
You said we would be mentioning resiliency again, and here we are. Like honesty and integrity, are these two separate but interrelated traits?
Yes, you could say that. So resiliency refers to the ability to bounce back from setbacks and overcome challenges. Seeing opportunity in the midst of adversity involves being able to recognize and capitalize on opportunities even in difficult times. And resiliency is something that everyone should have, or at the very least, strive to have.
Why is that?
Because no matter how well-prepared or skilled an individual may be, setbacks and challenges are inevitable in a person's animal health or veterinary career. Being resilient involves being able to adapt to change, persevere through difficult times, and maintain a positive outlook.
What are other benefits of being resilient?
On a personal level, resiliency is needed for growth and development. Overcoming challenges and adversity can help individuals build resilience, develop new skills, and gain valuable experience. By seeing opportunity in adversity, individuals can take on new challenges, learn from their experiences, and develop new perspectives and approaches to their work. Being resilient is also beneficial from a personal branding standpoint.
How is that?
Well, people who are resilient are able to overcome challenges and are often seen as dependable, reliable, and trustworthy by their colleagues and employers. Those who are able to see opportunity in adversity are often viewed as creative and innovative and as someone who brings fresh ideas and approaches to their work.
Stacey, just by the definition of the word and what it entails, people who are resilient are almost always more successful in their career than people who are not. Is that fair to say?
Yes, that is fair to say. Adversity can often bring about new challenges and opportunities, and individuals who are able to recognize and capitalize on these opportunities can achieve greater success and advancement. Seeing opportunity in adversity involves being able to think creatively, adapt to changing circumstances, and take calculated risks. And this applies to both short-term and long-term career success. That's because the ability to adapt to change and overcome challenges is critical to long-term success. By being resilient and seeing opportunity in the midst of adversity, individuals can stay ahead of the curve, anticipate changes in their industry, and position themselves for success over the long term.
So, Stacy, we are just about out of time. Is there anything else that you'd like to add before we wrap up today's podcast episode?
Yes, I'd like to point out that all of these traits and attributes contribute to a person's feelings of satisfaction and well-being about their career. Specifically, they contribute to a positive frame of mind and an optimistic point of view. In fact, that's one of the reasons why I didn't put a positive mindset into its own category and talk about it separately. Having that kind of mindset is a byproduct of all of the things we've discussed today. And a positive mindset and attitude are critical to overcoming challenges and achieving success in a person's animal health or veterinary career.
Because no matter what, there will be challenges and there will be obstacles.
That's right. They are unavoidable. So you might as well do everything you can to overcome them and find opportunity in the midst of adversity.
Well, Stacy, thank you so much, as always, for joining us today and for all of this great information about personality traits that can help you enjoy a more successful animal health or veterinary career.
It's been my pleasure, and I look forward to our next episode of the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider.
Now, before we go, I want to remind our listening audience to check out the animal health jobs and veterinary jobs posted on the VetRecruiter website. If you are a hiring manager and need to hire your next animal health employee, or you need to hire a veterinarian, reach out to Stacy Purcell at www.thevetrecruiter.com. And we will see you back here next week.